This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, care of Masonic Pathways, fax 989-463-8921, regarding Raymond Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, date of birth 8/21 of 1932. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Lewis, who was last seen in this office on January 29th of this year with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. He is extremely hard of hearing, and so it's difficult for him to hear any questions or actually answer questions appropriately. It would be best to have either telemedicine visits in the future or have a staff accompany him so they can help answer the questions regarding his review of systems. He was admitted to Masonic Pathways on June 22nd of this year, and he states he's feeling well and enjoys being at the Masonic home. He is in a wheelchair today. Medications are Synthroid 50 microgram daily, Metoprolol 50 milligram daily, Plavix 75 milligram daily, Pravacol 10 milligram daily, vitamin D3 daily, Tylenol is 650 milligram every 4 hours as needed for pain, albuterol per nebulizer every 4 hours as needed, Lispro, L-I-S-P-R-O, regular insulin, 20 units with meals and also a sliding scale, Lantus insulin, 29 units at bedtime, and triamcinolone, 0.1% cream daily to ears as needed for dry skin and itching. Physical exam, weight 201 pounds. Pulse is 88, and blood pressure is 120 over 76. His neck is supple with bilateral jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, although he doesn't take a very deep breath. Heart is regular, slightly irregular at this point, and very distant sounds, and the rate is 88. Abdomen is obese and non-tender without ascites and no peripheral edema, and his weight is unchanged from his last visit about 11 months ago. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/25 of 24. Creatinine is stable at 1.63. Estimated GFR is 39. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 8.8. Albumin 3.5. His hemoglobin is 11.1 with the normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B. Chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no progression of disease. We would like to continue labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently well controlled on his current medications. 3, diabetic nephropathy on sliding scale insulin and long-term the Lantus insulin. Appropriate for diabetic nephropathy. We would like a follow-up visit with this patient in 6 months. It could be telemedicine visit or actually if a staff or family member could accompany him due to his severe hearing deficiency, that would probably be helpful. And this is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.